Today's daf is Nun Aleph. We're going to start at the bottom of Nun Amud Bet, two lines from the third line where the lines get wider, Tanu Rabbanan, Tafresh. The section we ended with, we're going to get back to about this Zomimei Nisua Bat Kohen. We ended with the Zomimim of the Bat Kohen. We're going to compare it today, the source we saw now, with the source we're going to see tomorrow, which is the source I mentioned about that it's, if it's both, if there's Zomimim for her and the Boel, then they get the punishment of the Boel. This case that we saw yesterday was only talking about a Zomimei Nisua Bat Kohen. So maybe there's like a difference between them, where this case was talking about specifically they just were Zomimim about the woman. And maybe they weren't testifying about the man at all. Anyway, we see that I want to go back because I think I didn't explain perfectly. According to the last source we saw, okay, so Rabbi Shimon Omer, let's actually go back to there, D'tanya. Rabbi Shimon Omer, it's about five lines before the lines get wide. Shnei klalot ne'amru bebat kohen. Right, there's two dinim written about a bat kohen. So the Gemara says, bebat kohen, below bebat Yisrael. What do you mean? Only about a bat kohen, not about Yisrael. So ema af bebat kohen. They mean even about a bat kohen. Votzia katuv nisua michlal nisua, va'rusa michlal arusa. They basically took the bat kohen out of the regular klal of a regular woman who's a nisua or arusa and gets various punishments. Ma shotzia katuv nisua michlal nisua lahachmir. And that was all Rabbi Shimon Shita, that the Bat Kohen, remember, gets Sreifa across the board, whether she's Arusa, whether she's Nesua, and that's because he views Sreifa as more chamor from Skila. And then he adds that Zomimei Nesua Bat Kohen, Bichlal Zomimei Bat Nesua Bat Yisrael, Vizomimei Arusa Bat Yisrael, Bichlal Zomimei Arusa Bat Yisrael. So today when I was preparing, I saw a better explanation here that what it means is, why is it an exception that the Zomimim of a Bat Kohen, and is right whether she's Arusa or Nesua, doesn't get the unique punishment for the Bat Kohen? Because the Bat Kohen, where, how did Rabbi Shimon start? There are two dinim written about the Bat Kohen, which is really means that she's together with the Bat Yisrael in terms of she's a Nesua, she's an Arusa, and she's supposed to get Skila and Chenek, depending on the situation. But there's this unique pasuk which takes her out of the klal. So what he's trying to say really is that she's supposed to be with the rest of them, but the pasuk took her out and said, you get a unique halach of sreifa in both those cases. Therefore, the zomimim weren't taken out. They weren't exceptional. She's exceptional. But if they're zomei mota, it has nothing to do with her unique status. Her unique thing is just for her. But zomimim weren't taken out of the klal.
So then they would get...
So they would just get, if she was Arusa, they would get Skila, and if she was Nesua, they would get Chenek. So, and there it's not talking about where there's a husband, where there's a Boel also, the one she slept with outside of marriage. So we'll get to that today. But this is giving a different perspective, and this is also Rabbi Shimon, who we don't even hold like in general about this. And in addition, I'm just going to point out that if you look at the sheet I prepared today, already at the top you're going to see yesterday it had two sections for the Bat Kohen. There was Tanakamu who said the Arusa gets Skila for the Bat Kohen, and Rabbi Shimon says Sreifa, right? Because Tanakamu holds only a Nisua is going to get Sreifa. Today we're going to see a third Shita, which is Rabbi Yishmael, that she's going to get Sreifa if she's Arusa and Chenek if she's Nisua. He thinks Nisua is all the same. And it's Dafka, the Pasuk is unique for Skila. It's a third interpretation. We'll
and
get there later.
And this is according to his Shita that Sreifa is
exactly. That's according that Sreifa is more Chamor.
Because
and
other
Rabbi
Shita,
Yishmael is
going to
also agree with Rabbi Shimon that Sreifa is more Chamor. Okay? So we have Tanakamu, who holds Skila is more Chamor, and therefore obviously the Arusa is going to get Skila, because the Bat Kohen is not going to be any less Chamor than the regular woman. But once you say that Sreifa is more Chamor, so then there's a debate whether she jumps up in the Arusa case from Skila to Sreifa, and everyone's going to say, anyone who thinks Sreifa is more Chamor thinks that the Bat Kohen gets Sreifa. The question, the debate between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yishmael is, if she's married, does she get chenek like everyone else, or is Sreifa a din across the board? So Rabbi Shimon viewed Sreifa as across the board. Rabbi Yishmael said only for one. And his one was different than Tanakama's one, right? Because his perspective is that Sreifa was more chamor. Okay. What we're going to have today is, for a large part of the daf, is going to be a braita, okay? Organize it on your sheet like this to make it easier. There's seven parts of the braita, okay? Then the Gemara is going to start going one by one into every section, although you can see I skipped number four here. Okay, not number four. They didn't have any questions on that section. But each part of the Braita, I numbered them here to make it easier to see. Each part of the Braita, we're going to read first the entire Braita. We won't necessarily understand all of it at the beginning, although particularly one line is difficult. So we're just going to ignore at this point and only see it when we get to the Gemara. The rest of it is fairly straightforward, but the Gemara is going to have questions on every single section. And what the Braita does is raises all sorts of possibilities that they're going to reject. But the Gemara is going to try to figure out, where did you come up with that suggestion? What were you even thinking? Okay, so let's start with the Braita. Tana Rabbanan. Ubat ish kohen. Okay, I put it at the top of the pasuk, top of the sheet, the pasuk that we're going to darshan. It's all based on this one pasuk about the bat kohen, so I figured you'd have it in front of you so you could see. It's vayikra perakaf ala pasuk tet. Ubat ish kohen ki techel liznot. Techel could have two meanings. She starts to, but it really means techalel, like chilu. She makes a disgrace by doing znut. Et avia hi mechalelet, she disgraces her father, and therefore ba'esh she saref, she gets sarefa. So now we're going to darshan this whole pasuk. Ubat ish kohen ki techel, yachol afilu chilelat ha-shabbat. It says ki techel, she was mechalel something. So you might have thought maybe a bat kohen who's mechalel Shabbat should get sarefa. Okay, well, we'll talk about what you've been thinking. Like I said, there's a lot of suggestions that the Gemara is going to say, the Braita is suggesting, which the Gemara is going to say, what are you talking about? Tamud lomar liznot, b'chilulin sheviznut ha-katub medaber. Therefore, the pasuk specifically said, ki techel liznot. If it had just said ki techel, you might have thought, I meant chilul Shabbat also. She gets a unique punishment. But it says, ki techel liznot, therefore it's only znut. Yachol afilu pnuya, second part, you might have thought, even if she's not married and she goes and has sex with someone, maybe she'll get punished by sreifa. Ne'amar, so how do we know not? Ne'amar kan avia, v'ne'amar lahalan avia. It says, et avia hi mechalelet, right? And in the, we've seen this a number of times, in the Nara Murasa, it says, right, she, nevala asa, I forget the exact, what is it? It's not only the same word, but it's the same context that she's disgracing her father's house. And therefore, what do they say? Mala halan, just like by Nara Murasa, it was znut im zikata ba'al. It was znut where she was connected. We saw this word zika, remember, from Yevamot, where she's connected. She wasn't yet married to him, but she was betrothed to him. Afkan's nudim zikat habal. Okay, so therefore it's not a pnuya. We reject that suggestion. So we reject that it's not chilul Shabbat. We reject that it's not a pnuya. O eina omer, next section. O eino omer avia, ela lo tziet kol ha'adam. Maybe when it says avia, it means dafka abakoenu sleeps with her father. Okay, another strange suggestion. Like I said, this Braita keeps making very strange suggestions. Kishehu omer hi mechalelet, have kol adam amur, right? Et avia hi mechalelet, she's the one who did the disgracing, not the father, which means that he obviously wasn't guilty. If he had slept with his daughter, he'd obviously be guilty also. So therefore, it means everybody. Ha ma'ani mekayem avia, so then why does it say avia? Again, for the zera shava, ne'amar kan avia ve'ne'amar lahalan avia. Ma lahalan znud im zikat habal, av kan znud im zikat habal. Okay, that's so then they say avia is obviously not to teach avia that she sleeps with her father, but that she's connected with someone else like the Nara Murasa. So if we're going to learn it from Nara Murasa, next section starts with that, which is ima lahalan na'ara v'hi arusa, avka na'ara v'hi arusa. If we're going to learn it Zera Shava, well then the details should be the same as the Nara Murasa. She has to be, in order for the law of skila to apply, she has to be a na'ara, which is a very small time period in between 12 and simanim, plus another 6 months. And she's arusa. But what about a bat kohen who's a na'ara v'hi nesua? What if she's a bat kohen who's married? Or a bogeret v'yarusa, or she's already a grown woman, right? She's past 12 and 6 months, right? Might not view that as a grown woman, but halachically, yes. And she's engaged. Or bogeret v'hinisua, or she's older and married. So how do we know about that? V'afilu hiskina. Maybe she's even past menopause. Minayin. So what about all those cases? How do we know? Talmud Lamar, Ubat Kohen, Mikol Makom. Since it calls her just a Bat Kohen and it doesn't say a Nara Bat Kohen, therefore we learn that it's any of these options. Okay, next one. Bat Kohen, so if we're going to say she's a Bat Kohen, okay, right, quoting from the Pasuk, Ein li ela sheniseit lekohen. Now there's an interesting assumption that in order for her to be called a Bat Kohen, maybe she has to be married to a Kohen. Okay, remember, we're talking only now about a Bat Kohen who's married or betrothed. So maybe it's only one who's betrothed to a Bat Kohen. What's the Hava Mina here? Because once she gets married to somebody else, she basically loses her status. Now, we all know that she doesn't lose her status for this purpose, but again, the Braita is suggesting maybe she would, the same way, again, we'll get to this in tomorrow, but the same way she loses her status for eating truma. So maybe she's no longer considered a bat kohen. So therefore, Ein li ela sheniseit lekohen. Niseit lelevi, leYisrael, leovei kohavim. What if she married out? What if she's lechalal? She married a halal, which again, would cause her to be distanced from, right? Halal is someone who's married or born from a forbidden marriage between a Kohen and a Grusha, for example. Or Limamzeru Linitin, okay, the Nitinim are for the Givonim, right, that we're not allowed to marry from the time of Yoshua, or a Mamzer, which they're not allowed to marry. So Minayin, how do we know that she's still going to have this punishment? Talmud Lamar Ubat Ish Kohen. They call her a Bat Ish Kohen. Right, which seems to be mean, af al pi she'ena kohenet. It doesn't say a kohenet. It calls her the daughter of the man who was a Kohen. So that would still be the case, whether she's married to any of these people.
It also sort of reinforces the idea that it's disgrace to her father.
Right. It's also a disgrace to her father. But again, you might say, once she's out of the family, just like we said, that a Nisuan general is further away from her family, so
right,
less disgrace to the father.
By identifying her specifically as the relationship with the father, not just a Kohenet herself, it sort of seems to me it's reinforced.
Aha, uh-huh, that specifically is because of her relationship. Right. Well, that would be the conclusion. The question is, what's the Havamina, really? Right. Why did they even suggest this? Okay, next thing. He bisreifa ve'ein bo ala bisreifa. He bisreifa ve'ein zomameha bisreifa. Right, she gets sreifa, but the one she sleeps with doesn't get sreifa, and she gets sreifa. Now remember, where is this he coming from? He is from the pasuk. He mechalelet. She's the one who did the chilul, not the other side. So therefore, specifically, if she does it, and specifically if she does it, and not if zomimim claims she did it, right? They don't get the same punishment. This is the pasuk. This is the sentence we're not going to understand at all. We're going to give various explanations of the Gemara. I'm not even going to try to explain it yet. Rabbi Lezer Omer et avia bisreifa ve et chamiha biskila. Okay, so et avia hi mechalelet. They say therefore et aviha means you get sreifa like the pasuk. But if it's chamiha, her father-in-law, whatever this must mean, we don't know yet. It's biskila. Okay, she gets skila. We'll hold off on that for now. That's the end of the braita. So now we're going to go back one by one, like I said, except for the fourth section, which they didn't have an issue with, which is the one about Naran, she's in Suan, Bogeret, and all that. They didn't ask any questions about that, but all the other sections we're going to question. I think all of them. Okay. Amar Mar. Yachol afilu chilila Shabbat. Yachol afilu chilila Shabbat. Right? That's a quote from the Braita. Each one is going to start with a quote from the Braita and then question it. Chilila Shabbat bat skilahi. Right? If she's mechalelet Shabbat, she should get skila. So why are we suggesting that if Bat Kohen is mechalel Shabbat, she gets sreifa? So obviously, what's going to be the answer? Amarava hamani Rabbi Shimon hi tamar sreifa chamura. It was obviously said only according to Rabbi Shimon, who thought the sreifa was more chamor than skila. And then we're going to say maybe the Bat Kohen should get a more stringent punishment if she's mechalel Shabbat. And what would that be? That would be sreifa. But now what's the logic? So now they're going to explain. Sal kadat hachamina, you might have thought, ho il ve'ichmor behu rachmana bekane, de rabbi behu mitzvot yetero ti dom besreifa. Since the Torah was makpid on kohanim more so, because why? How do we know that? The Torah gave them extra mitzvot. So maybe because the Torah gave the kohanim extra mitzvot, the Torah is going to demand a higher standard for them when it comes to kiyum Shabbat. So therefore, Kohen is mechalel Shabbat, she gets strefa. However, what's the problem? The pasuk is only a bat Kohen, not a Kohen himself. So the Gemara is obviously going to ask that. So you might have thought that, and therefore kamash malan. Therefore, the Braita taught you it's not chilul Shabbat, it's znut. Or the pasuk taught you liznot. So now the Gemara is going to ask, but maishna minei dudei, why is she different from him? from the Kohen. It's no one suggesting that a Kohen should get Sreifa if he's Mechalal Shabbat. So here's a very interesting answer. What's the Havamina? She's different from a Kohen because a Kohen is allowed to do the Avoda in the Beit HaMikdash on Shabbat. Right? It's Doche Shabbat. So since Chilul Shabbat, it's such an interesting thing. Since there's cases where Chilul Shabbat is pushed off for the Kohen and he's allowed to be Mechalel Shabbat, therefore, if he's Mechalel Shabbat in a way that's usher, we're not going to demand a higher standard. It's almost like Chilul Shabbat is somewhat less of an issue for him, right? Obviously, he's going to get skila, but we wouldn't think to be more machmir. So this is such a backwards argument because in the end, all the extra mitzvot are really for the Kohen himself, not for the Bat Kohen. And yet, they're viewing the Bat Kohen as if we might have thought, since she's part of this community of Kohanim, which really all should be held to a higher standard, and all should get Sreifa. Again, only according to Rabbi Shimon, who thinks that Sreifa is more chamor than Skila. So the logic is we should hold them all to a higher standard. However, since Kohanim, male Kohanim, have to work in the Mikdash, and anyway, or Mechalel Shabbat in certain ways, therefore we're not going to hold them to that higher standard. But what's left, the remnant, is the Benot Kohen. And they're going to have a higher standard. That, again, it's only a Havamina. So it sounds a little preposterous, but it's only a suggestion as to why the Brides had to tell us that the Pasuk specifically said, so Kamash Malan, the Pasuk says Liznot, to teach us it's only Znut. Okay, what I like about this is, in general, again, as being a Bat Kohen myself, I always felt like there's no real status to being a Bat Kohen except that you get Sreifa. But this Havamina actually shows that there's a thinking that she's actually part of this whole network of Kohanim and that she maybe should be held to a higher standard in general. Again, it's also punishment related, but anyway, it's a thought. So, okay. Now the Gemara is going to move on to the next section. Yachol afilu pnuya. Ha liznot k'tiv. Right? You might have thought it was a pnuya, but then I say, what do you mean? Liznot k'tiv. It says liznot. And when it says, for example, by a Kohen, he can't marry a zona, right? One of the people he can't marry is a zona. What is a zona? It's not someone who had premarital sex. It's an eshet ish who slept with someone else. Right? It's not a pnuya, or it's an arusa that slept with someone else. Those people he can't marry. But he can't marry, he's allowed to marry someone who had premarital sex, who wasn't married, basically. So they're saying, what was your Havamina that even a Piyua would get Sreifa? Because it says, Ki techel liznot. Znut is always a married woman. Well, maybe, maybe not. Now they're going to say, Ki de Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar, if you recall, we learned this Shita in Yevamot. I remembered it because it was an interesting Shita. Damar panoi habala pnuya shelo lishum ishut asa'a zona. Okay? He holds that a single man, which really isn't relevant because it's always could be a single man, but who sleeps with a non-married woman, not lishumishut, right, basic premarital sex, turns her into a zona. Okay? Now this, on the one hand, makes you think, okay, well, right, there's always an issue in halacha that almost if you're not engaged or married, we view it less seriously, right, less chamor, this whole thing. He views this as more chamor, which is, you know, sounds like a good thing. On the other hand, this is a very problematic thing because it would make Kohanim, right? Any woman who has slept with someone before marriage, any Kohen could have married. Like, it would be a nightmare in terms of Pisulei Chitun for Kohanim. But that's his Shita. Luckily, we don't hold that way because it really would be a bit of a nightmare. You'd have to start asking lots of questions of people. A little complicated. Okay. So, but they say the Havamina was according to Rabbi Elazar, that you might have thought to include a Pnuya, because if you hold like Rabbi Elazar, that a Pnuya is Znut, then you might have thought that this was included in the Pasuk. Oh, and, okay, next section. Oh, eino amor aviha, ela lahotzi et kol adam. Now we have this weird Havamina that maybe it says aviha to say it's only if she sleeps with her father. Ela mainihu, shezintame aviha. What are you saying? So a woman who sleeps with her father should get Sreifa, according to this, right? Only if she's a Bat Kohen, though, according to this, right? That was the Havamina. So now they're going to say, right, you understand? What this suggestion is saying is the subject of the Pasuk is not a Bat Kohen who sleeps with someone else. It's only a Bat Kohen who sleeps with her father. what's the problem? If you know the sugya of arayot and the psukim, you'll know what the issue is, but probably you don't know this by heart. But what's the situation here? Why is this very problematic to say? Because my iria bat kohen, afilu bat Yisrael nami, even a bat Yisrael who sleeps with her father gets shreifa. Okay? It says so in the pasuk. Okay, we're going to see. Da'amar Rava, Amar li Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi, at yahena hena, at yazima zima. There's two gzera shavot that he does. One is hena hena, which is to teach about a bat, if you remember this, we learned this all a while ago, which is that a bat anusato is the same, if a man can't sleep with isha ubita, okay, a woman and her daughter. But what if, and it says, okay, in one of the psukim, it says, ervat isha ubita lo tigale. Okay? You can't sleep with both an isha and bita. And the assumption is, and it says at the end of that pasuk, heina zimahi, both those words. And the assumption is it's talking about, because it says isha, lashon ishut. It means his wife and her daughter. But what if he raped a woman and then slept with her daughter? Is that forbidden? So they darsh him from a different pasuk that it's the same halacha as it would be usher also. Okay? That the other section, there's another place where it talks about ervat bat bitcha o bat bitcha lo tigale ervatan ki ervatcha hena, there's the hena. So they say that that's the same as this, and it means that one is the bat anusato and one is the bat ishto. Okay? And then the zima is another pasuk, which is isha sheyikach et isha ve'et ima. Okay, that's a mother and a wife and her mother, which is the mother-in-law. Zimahi, and what does it say there? Ba'esh yisrefu oto ve'etein. So there it says, who gets strefa? If a man sleeps with his wife and her mother. Okay? But because it says zima there, they learn to the zima in the pasuk about the father and the daughter. I'm sorry, the father and the daughter, that if a father sleeps with his daughter, they both get strefa. So basically they're saying, anyone who sleeps with their father gets strefa, because we already learned that out from Gzera Shava, from the man sleeping with his wife and his mother-in-law. Okay, so therefore, what do they say, right? So what's the point then? Why do you need to even suggest that this pasuk is referring to that halacha when that halacha is learned out from a different pasuk? And it's not only a bat kohen that gets strefa if the father sleeps with her, but it's every woman who gets strefa if her father sleeps with her. What?
His daughter.
Yeah. Oh, it could be also her daughter, but it's also his daughter. In other words, it would be his wife's daughter. It could be, but it's obviously also his own daughter. In other words, it would be both. So either which way, it should include everybody. So my iria bat kohen, why does it say specifically a bat kohen as this halacha? It should be even by Yisrael. So what's the hava mina? So they say, itzdrich. You need it, why? Salka da'atach amina, kra la'afuke midarava. Maybe the pasuk is coming to say, we override this zima, gzera shava. Okay, maybe when the pasuk says bat ish kohen ki techel is not that aviyehi mechalelet ba ish yisareif, it's coming to tell you midigale rachmana bebat kohen velo bebat Yisrael. You might have thought, since the pasuk says specifically about a bat kohen who sleeps with her father gets sreifa, it's coming to tell you we're overriding that zera shava, and the zera shava is only relevant for a bat kohen. In other words, if you just didn't have this pasuk, you'd assume it was everybody. But now it's saying maybe it's coming to exclude the bat Yisrael from this halacha. Kamashmanan, right? And therefore it teaches you that that's not the case, okay? That it's a bat kohen and a bat Yisrael, any of them who sleep with their father get, or the father sleeps with them, get strefa. And therefore this pasuk is not referring to with her father, it's, right? That was the halach. Okay, next one. Bat kohen ein li ela sheni seit le kohen. Niseit lelevi liYisrael lelevei kochavim ulechalal ulenetinu ulemamzer minayin Talmud lomar bat ish kohen afa pisha ena kohenet. Okay, so now we're going to question this one. How do we know that she's still considered a bat kohen once she gets married, and she's still to somebody else outside of the kohen family, and she would still get shreifa? So they say mishum de inseba lehu lahane la bat kohen he. Just because she married someone else means she's not a bat kohen. A bat kohen has to do with her birthright. It's not something you lose when you go marry somebody else. V'tu midi kohenet le kohen k'tiv. Okay, additionally, it's very hard to read this as vitu, as this is an additional question, and therefore I'm going to go in the Dictuque Sofrim, which has different versions of the text. They actually get rid of this word vitu. It's just all part of the same question, which is, midi kohenet le kohen ktiv? Does it say specifically, it's a kohenet is someone who marries a kohen? In other words, right, it never says that anywhere. Therefore, so what's the havamina? So sal kadata hamina, you would have thought, ki techel is not amar rachmana. When it says ki techel is not, hanemile hecha dekamatchala hashta. Aval ha kevan dekamatchala v'kaima meikara. It's only if she's mechalelet now, right? What did she do now? Ki techel is not. This is like a play on, right? Hechel milashon lahatchil and hechel milashon chilul. That her chilul started now. But it's to remove anyone whose chilul started earlier. Now, whose chilul started earlier? Damar mar, ubat kohen ki tiye le'ish zar. Okay, a bat kohen that goes and marries a stranger. We're going to see how they darshan this. Kevan shenivala lepasula pisala. If she marries a natina or a mamzer, it passes her both from eating kodshim and also passes her from marrying a kohen. So we see that she already broke her status by doing that. So first we're starting with the easy path, which is the Natin and the Mamzer, as opposed to the Levi in Yisrael. But the assumption is that you might have thought that since she already was kind of ruined her status by marrying a Natin or a Mamzer, which we see, it messes her up.
Doesn't matter
if
she can't marry. If she becomes a widow, she can go marry a Kohen.
Right? So it's if she marries a Natin Mamzer, though, and he dies, she no longer can marry a Kohen. She's ruined her status. He can't marry someone of that stature. So now, you might have thought that it didn't include her then in this pasuk, because again, ki techel, only if she right now is mechalel, not if she had already previously lowered her status. What about Lelevi Yisrael Nami? Also there, why? Because it says, v'shava el beit avia kineureha. If what happens to her when she gets married, so she can't eat kodshim and truma and all that stuff. But when he dies or divorces her, she goes el beit avia kineureha. Michlal, from here you can infer what? Techiita gabe lo achla. Right? That what happens? There is a status change when she's married, which is that when she's married, she doesn't eat the kodshim. So what does this show you? That she had, it's not as bad a status as if she marries a natin or a mamzer, but she did go down to a lower status because she can't eat the trum and the kodshim. And therefore, ema lo tidom b'streifa. But you might have thought maybe she also doesn't get streifa. Ka mashmalan. Okay, therefore it teaches you again. This actually is a reasonable havamina. It's not to us because we know that it's not the case. We're biased from what we know. But really, you can think that a bat kohen has her status, just like she loses her status, she can't eat truma anymore. Likewise, she's not a bat kohen anymore, right? She doesn't have all that, anything that has to do with it. But in fact, she does. Udilo ke Rabbi Meir. And this actually, this is just a side point. This goes against Rabbi Meir's shita, Detanya. There's a braita that says, bat kohen shenisait l'Yisrael v'achla truma. Okay, what if you marry Yisrael, you're a bat kohen, you marry Yisrael, and you eat truma anyway? So now, generally, what's the punishment for someone who eats truma? You have to pay the keren, the value of it, and this is if you do it b'shogeg, and you have to pay chomesh, an extra fifth, which is really an extra quarter, right? The way we won't get into that now. But, so she eats truma, so what does she do? In theory, we would say, right, mishalemet et ha-keren, ve'ena mishalemet et ha-chomesh. But she doesn't pay the chomesh. Why is that? Because she doesn't fully lose her status. You understand? It's this in-between. So they're saying this disagrees with Shita Rabbi Meir, who views it, that she doesn't really lose her status because she still has something she's holding on to that, you know, she doesn't have to pay the chomesh. Umi tata b'sreifa, and she dies with sreifa if she goes and sleeps with someone. But niseit lecha min apsulin, okay, but if she marries one of the psulim, Mishalemet Karen v'chomesh. Oh, here's why. Sorry. Here's why it's against Rabbi Meir. Because he says if she marries one of the psulim, then she has to pay Karen v'chomesh, meaning she's totally out. Meaning, right? And what does he say? This is what disagrees. Sorry, I said it wrong before. Umi tata b'chenek. And according to Rabbi Meir, if she marries an etina or mamzer, then she gets chenek. She's totally left. She's no longer called a bat kohen anymore.
She's ruined her status. And maybe because of this, ki techel is no. She already was mechalel. Mitchalelet, you could say. So that's Divrei Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim omrim, zo v'so meshalmo keren v'lo chomesh. Both of them pay the keren, but not the chomesh. Umi tatam b'sreifa. Okay, he views it, no, she still has bakwein status, so she wouldn't have to pay the extra penalty of the chomesh, but they both get sreifa. And Rabbi Eliezer omer, et avia, okay, sorry, that's the end. Okay. Next section. Now we get to that line, which is the most complicated of today, which is Rabbi Eliezer omer, et avia b'sreifa v'et chamia b'skila. So what does this mean? My et avia ve'et chamia. We're going to have two basic options, okay? Either we're going to say et aviha and et. So what is this et? Does et mean birishut avia and birishut chamia, which would mean what? If she's birishut avia, that's another term for she's arusa. She's engaged because she's still living at home. And if she's birishut chamia, right, that means she's nisua. Okay, that would be the obvious one to say. The other one to say would be if she sleeps with her father or sleeps with her father-in-law. Okay, im avia or im chamia. Okay, so let's see. We're going to have trouble with both of those options, which is why it's not going to be so straightforward. So let's just write it on the board. Et avia, she gets sreifa. And et chamia, she gets skila. Okay, so now. Ilema et avi. Oh, sorry. My et avia ve et chamia. How do we translate that? So ilema, option number one. Et avia me avi. Et avia means me avia. She slept with her father. Ve et chamia me chamia. She slept with her father-in-law. My iria ba kohen afilu ba Israel nami. Right. Even a ba Israel would have the exact same halacha. Because bito b'sreifa, we already learned that bito gets sreifa. If you sleep with your daughter, we already learned that from zima zima. V'kalato, and your daughter-in-law, is b'skila. Okay, so therefore, Rabbi Eliezer coming and saying, et avia b'sreifa and et chamia b'skila is a basic halacha for everybody and not unique to a bat kohen. Ela, et avia b'reshut avia, v'et chamia b'reshut chamia. So if you're going to say it means arusa versus nisua, okay, go back to your chart. Does anybody say this? That arusa gets sreifa and nisua gets skila? Right? The nisua never gets skila. Look at your chart, right? According to this, the nisua, if she's a regila, she gets chenek. If she's a bat kohen, she either gets sreifa, according to Tanakhama Rabbi Shimon. And we're now going to see Rabbi Shmuel's opinion that she gets chenek. But nobody says that she gets skila for that. Right? Remember, we're always more machmir by the arusa. So that's going to be the problem with that. So, Iker Rabbanan ha'amrei nesua yatzat l'sreifa v'lo arusa, right? The nesua gets sreifa and not the arusa, which means, right, he's got two problems. Number one, the arusa is not b'sreifa. And number two, the nesua is not b'skila. The nesua would be chenek. And Iker Rabbi Shimon ha'amar chat arusa v'chat nesua b'sreifa. He says they're both sreifa. So it wouldn't be sreifa skila. The Iker Rabbi Yishmael, who we haven't seen yet, but I already told you, Ha'amar arusa yatzet l'sreifa, so that would work, et avia b'sreifa, v'lo nesua, okay, right? The arusa went out for sreifa, but not the nesua. But et chamia cheneku, right? But chamia is chenek. So we've now showed that it can't be with the father, because that's everybody and not just unique to the bat kohen. And it can't, or when with the father-in-law, and it can't be birishut avia, birishut chamia, because that doesn't match any of the opinions we've seen. So therefore, we're stuck. So the first answer we're going to get is, Shalach Rabbi Mishmeitu Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. Kachi hatza'a shel Mishnah. This is how you should read it. And he's obviously going to change the words. La'olam ke'rabanan. Really, it matches Shita Rabbanan. Again, that the arusa is b'skila. You can refer back to the chart. And the nesua is sreifa, right? The meaning, our pasuk that's unique about the bat kohen is only a nesua. V'hachi ka'amar. This is what he meant to say. Kol shehu lemata mimitat avia. Anything that's less, any case where it's less severe than if a woman sleeps with her father. Okay, so in other words, et avia means sleeping with the father, but it doesn't mean the case where a bat kohen would sleep with the father. It's saying anytime she does something where her punishment would be less than mitat avia, umaynihu, well, what would that case be? Nisue bat Yisrael, a nisua bat Yisrael, who sleeps with someone else, is going to be less severe than the punishment with the father. Remember, the father gets sreifa. Okay, we're in now Tanakama. who says it's skila, srefa, hered, v'chenek. So what case are you going to have? So when is it going to be less severe? A woman who sleeps with her father gets srefa, anybody. So when is it going to be a less severe punishment? In the chenek case, who gets chenek? A married woman with her father, no, with anybody, right? A married woman with anybody gets chenek. So now, so koshu, this is how he understands Rabbi Lezer's line of, right, et avia beskila, et avia besrefa, ve et chamia beskila, means this. Et avia besrefa means like this. If it's lemata mimitat avia, it's going to be less than srefa, and which is that nisuapa Israel, de'ilu nisuapa Israel bechenek, right, a regular ba Israel's bechenek. So therefore, when it comes to a bat kohen in that exact situation, meaning she's a married woman who sleeps with someone else, ha'cha b'mitat avia b'sreifa. Okay, therefore she's going to get sreifa for the same situation. So a bat kohen who sleeps with someone when she's married is going to get sreifa. One second, am I reading that right? Ha'cha b'mitat avia nesuah Yisrael b'aschenek, so nesuah bat kohen, right, a nesuah bat kohen is going to get sreifa. And kol shi lemala mimitat avia, and anytime it's going to be more severe, right, we're going up a level to skila, more severe than a woman who sleeps with her father. That's the second part about the chamia. Umaynihu arusa bat Yisrael, right, that's an arusa case. Dilu arusa bat Yisrael ba'alma b'skila, right, a regular arusa is going to get skila. So hacha b'mitat chamia b'skila. Therefore, she's going to get the same mitah as the chamia, which is skila. You understand what they're saying, et avia and et chamia? It means we're going to match the penalty that anyone gets. Remember, what was the whole question? If you say it's with the father, with the chamia, everybody gets that same punishment, right? In other words, whether you're a Ba'i Israel, whether you're not. So it's saying the punishment that a woman gets if she sleeps with her father, which is Sreifa, is going to be applicable to a Ba' Kohen who, in her counterpart of a Ba'i Israel, would have done the same thing, would get something less severe. That's chenek. So in a Nisua case, right, where Ba Yisrael will get chenek, so the Ba Kohen would jump up to Sreifa. Anytime where the thing is more severe, where it's like skila, right, more severe than the mitah of the father, which was Sreifa, then skila, which is the general punishment that a woman would get if she sleeps with her father-in-law, that halacha is going to apply also to the case, right, the skila is going to apply to when the Ba Yisrael would have done it, in a way that we get her skila, which is if she's arusa. So likewise, the Ba Kohen who's arusa is going to get skila. It's a very convoluted way to basically tell a shita chachamim, which is skila if you're arusa and srefa if you're married. It's a very complicated way to say it. It's just saying, right, and it's trying to fit it into the words, which is, it's taking the punishment of the avia and chamia, that a woman would get if she's up the father and this, and say it applies in a particular case, it comes up with a wording that works. You know, if her counterpart of the Ba Yisrael would have gotten a less severe punishment than the father, or a more severe punishment than the father, then we're going to, it's a very convoluted way. Anyway, the Gemara somewhat rejects this, although later is going to accept it. And the Gemara says, Matkifla Rabbi Yirmiya, midi lamala lamata katane? Does it say anything about lamala lamata, more severe, less severe? Right? That can't be. Ela amar Rabbi Yirmiya, la'ola ki Rabbi Yishmael. Really, this matches shitat Rabbi Yishmael, v'hachi kamar. Et avia means birishut aviha, which means, right? And again, look at Rabbi Yishmael. What does he say? When she's birishut aviha, she's engaged, she gets strefa. Okay? So that's bistrefa. Ve'et chamia means mechamiha beskila. He's now doing a double. He's saying, one time it says et, it means birishut. The other time it says et, it means sleeping with. So if she sleeps with her father-in-law, she's going to get skila. V'chol adam b'chenek. And if she sleeps with any other person, right, doesn't say this, but that's Rabbi Ishmael Shita, so they're matching it up. They're saying, and if she sleeps with anybody else, she's going to get chenek, like a regular person, because again, if she's married. I'm a Rava, Maishna. Why? Oedivid mamash, oedivid reshut. In other words, either you're going to say edivid, right? Et and et. How could you start splitting? Either et and et means with, she sleeps with the father, she sleeps with the father in law. Or you say et means bereshut in both cases. How could you say et in one place means with, and et in the other place means bereshut? Makes no sense. Ela, I'm a Rava, leolam ki Rabbi Shimon. Really? Okay, so we started with Rabbanan, then we said, Rabbi Yishmael. Now we're going to try to match it to Rabbi Shimon. V'kasava, Rabbi Eliezer, what did he really mean to say? Nisua ki arusa. Ma arusa chadarga maskina la miskila l'sreifa. Af nisua chadarga maskina la michenek l'skila. Okay, in order to do this, we have to write the order according to him. Sreifa, skila, chenek, v'hereg. Hereg's not important for us right now because that's not relevant. So what does he say like this? A nisua is like an arusa. Just like an arusa, we're going to raise her one level. Miskila l'sreifa, right? An arusa is going to go up from skila to sreifa. Af nisua chadarga maskina la michenek l'skila. We're going to move up the nisua from chenek to skila. We're going to move her up a level. But that doesn't make any sense. Why? We just said this is Rabbi Shimon, but that doesn't match Rabbi Shimon. He says she gets sreifa in any case. So that's not a good interpretation. So matkifla Rabbi Chanina, ha'idi v'idi, Rabbi Shimon b'sreifa kamar. But that doesn't match Rabbi Shimon, because he says they both get sreifa. It's not that they each go up a level, and one is skila, one is sreifa. No, something else. Ela ama Ravina, lo'olam ki rabbanan. So now we're going back to Shita Chachamim. The last time we did Shita Chachamim, we did this complicated thing with if it's more chamor from aviha, less chamor from aviha, and we explained et to be with, but not that we're talking about that she actually slept with the father, right? We're using it as a way to explain the punishment. Now, Ravina has a different interpretation. He's going to go, et is birishut. V'ipuch. Ah, he's just going to say, flip it. Et aviha b'skila, v'et chamiya b'sreifa. Right? This is an easy answer, which is flip the shitot. Et aviha means, birishut aviha, if she's an arusa, she gets skila, which is tanakama. And et chamiya means, if she's married, she gets sreifa, which perfectly fits chachamim. So just switch the shitot. V'hai dekamer et aviha. Why did it say et aviha instead of birishut aviha? Sircha ba'almanakat. It just used a typical lashon that people would use, but it... You know, no real good reason. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Bar Avua, Amar Rav, Halacha kedishalach Ravim Mishmei de Rabbi Yossi de Rabbi Chanina. So I said we were going to come back to this. The halacha, he says, is like the interpretation we saw in the name of the Ravin said, which was this one about the more chamor din and whether it, right, the complicated one. Okay, it's lefishi tachachamim, but it depends on the more complicated one. So now, that's a very strange statement. Why? This isn't really a halacha, first of all. And it's halacha that's irrelevant, right? Generally, if we're going to say we paskin like someone, it's because it's a relevant halacha. So Amar of Yosef, hilchata l'mashicha, what, you're setting up halacha for the time of Mashiach? This is irrelevant. Okay, now, Amar le'abaye, elame'ata shchita kochim lo litne hilchata l'mashicha? So let's not learn, okay, shchita kochim is another word for mesechet zvachim. So Masechet Zvachim, which we're going to get to soon, Masechet Zvachim, you're going to say, just don't learn it, because it's all halacha, we shouldn't learn any halachot about it, because it's all irrelevant now. That's what you're trying to say? Ella comes by and he says, Drush v'kabel sachar. Why do we do it? Because it's Talmud Torah, and we get sachar for doing it, and it you know, increases our understanding better. Hachanami, drush v'kabel sachar. So say the same thing here. So they say, no, that's not what I meant. I wasn't saying, are you paskin halacha? Now, there's also an issue here that this isn't a halacha to paskin. This is an interpretation of a line of Rabbi Eliezer. It's not even a halacha, right? It was just, what did Rabbi Eliezer mean when he said this? No matter what, we all paskin like Tanakama, that it's sreifa if it's nesua, and it's, right, sreifa if it's nesua. It's skila if she's a rusa. But we're not talking about psak halacha here. So it's even like a stranger question. So here is what he says. Hachi kamri. This is what I meant. Hilchata lama li. This is what his question was. Why are you giving the halacha? Sugya deshmata halacha ka'amar. In other words, why you... I'm sorry. This is... One second.
Were we discussing halacha?
Right. Were we discussing halacha that you had to paskin? In other words, Rav Nachman came and said, halacha kidishalach ravid. So Rav Yosef said, hilchata l'mashicha, he was saying, we weren't even discussing halacha. Hilchata l'amli. Why are you saying the halacha is like? Sugya deshmata in halacha kamar. We were just trying to explain what he meant. So my... Shmatin halacha kamar. Okay, so that's the end. That's what he was saying. He's basically saying that's what I was saying. Okay, we'll end with this next thing, which is my Rabbi Yishmael. So now we want to go back to... We finished this whole bright to now. We finished understanding Rabbi Eliezer. Even the Gemara decided which was the right explanation of his. And now the Gemara just wants to go into Rabbi Yishmael. What was his opinion that we saw before that we mentioned Derech Agav? Detanya ubat ish kohen ki techel is note. B'na'ara v'hi arusa, katub medaber. Right? So again, we're talking about a na'ara murasa, so to speak. Ata omer b'na'ara v'hi arusa, o'en ala filin nesua. How do you know it's only arusa, maybe also nesua? Okay, remember, he says it's arusa, but not nesua. So now he's going to explain why. Talmud lamar, isha sher yin'af et eshet re'ehu mot yumat hano'ef v'hano'efet. So now, right, that's the classic case of a regular person. Hakol hayu bechlal hanoef hanoefet. Everyone was part of this noef hanoefet, right, even the bat kohen. Hotziah katuv bat Yisrael beskila, ubat kohen besreifa. Right now. So now they made an exception. What'd they say? Well, there's two exceptions. There's an arusa who's not going to get this chenek, right? A noef hanoefet, if she's an aram or asa, what's she going to get? Skila. So therefore, when the Bat Kohen is taken out also of this Pasuk, it was only in the same way that the Bat Yisrael was taken out. You follow? The exception to this Pasuk in the Bat Yisrael was an Arusa case, where an Arusa gets Skila. That's clear from the text, because it says, Naram Arsa gets Skila. So even though it gives this general Pasuk, all people who sleep while they're married to somebody else get Chenek, but the Torah said, well, if you're an Arusa Bat Yisrael, you're going to get a different punishment. That's Skila. So then when it came to exclude the Bat Kohen, they're going to say it excluded the same case of a Bat Kohen. Just an Arusa is an exception. Okay? So, v'lo nisua. Af kishotzei ha-katuv, Bat Kohen l'sreifa, Arusa v'lo nisua. And the Braita continues, Zomimeha ubo alai. I told you we get back to this. What about the Zomimim of a Bat Kohen and the one she slept with? Bichlal v'asitam lo ka'asher zamam v'chule. Right? They also, you can get the punishment of ka'asher zamam. Bo'ala mai, kasher zamam ika. Ella, right, so what's the kasher zamam? Ella zomemeha bichlal mitat bo'ala. Right, now we're going to learn it, that if he testifies against, agent testify against both of them, what are they going to get? The one of the bo'ala. I actually kept quoting the pasuk wrong, I feel bad. Mishum, now I'll correct it, hope you don't remember my mistake. I said it was la lo and lo la, kasher zamam la so lo. It's kasher zamam la so la achiv. I quoted the pasuk wrong. There's a different lo there. Vasita lo kasher zamam la so la achiv. I was starting the lo, there's a lo velo la in a different case. Or there's a lo velo, no, there's lo velo la choto, something else. Anyway, we'll get it to it in Makot, or maybe even in this Masechet. But now it's Ne'amar v'asitam lo kasher zamam la'aso la'achiv. La'achiv elo la'achoto. That's the drasha, divrei Rabbi Yishmael. And Rabbi Akiva omer, achat arusa ve'achat nesua yatzat l'sreifa. Rabbi Akiva says, no, both benot kohen, whether they're nesua, whether they're arusa, go out for sreifa. Yachol afilu pnuya. You might have thought, even this is very similar to what we saw before on the Braita. You might have thought, even if she's not married, ne'amar kan aviyah v'ne'amar lahalan aviyah, ma lahalan znutim zikara bal, af kan znutim zikara bal. Okay, then there's going to be a whole discussion between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva back and forth. We'll start up with that tomorrow.